purpose of our memory exercises this week are to help balance out the brain-body connection between the right and the left sides of our body. We're going to do this week using drumming. The key is to pay particular attention to the accents. The idea is to set your intention to accent the right and the left hands with equal force. What I'm about to show you is a particular sequence of accents that use the right and the left hands. Chances are, even before doing this, you're going to be pretty clear that there may be a bit of a problem with the forcefulness from one hand or another. The idea is to work on evening out the force of the left and the right hands with regard to the accents that you are applying to the beat. You may think, oh my heavens, he's going to be using drumming. I can't do that. I'm not in a situation where I'm functional enough to be able to do any beating on anything. Don't let that be an impediment to do this exercise in your imagination. Research would indicate that if you simply visualize doing what we are about to do, you will get at least two-thirds the benefit that anyone gets who's actually doing the drumming for themselves. So visualizing doing this activity with your accenting on the right and the left hands with equal force is actually restoring the neural network connections between your brain and the left side of your body and your brain and the right side of your body. You are literally evening up those connections. It's quite a divine revelation from the research that's just been uncovered over the last several months. So, if you're not a drummer, or if you feel like that's not your cup of tea, have no worry. Simply do it in your imagination. If you are a drummer, get your drum out now. If you don't have a drum, don't worry about it. You've got a right and a left hands, and you've got two knees. So you can essentially do the beats as if your knees were a drum and your hands were the sticks. If you'd like to be a little inventive, you, of course, can go into your kitchen and get a couple of spoons. You can beat with them, or a couple of forks, or any sticks that might be available in your kitchen. Or, if you'd like, you can actually go outside, and if you have a forest nearby, you can get a couple of sticks, and you can bang those sticks on a butcher block, or a counter, or a table, hopefully not doing any denting. So there are lots of ways to drum. The easiest is to simply get started with using your hands as you simply press against either a table or your knees. What I'm about to do then is to show you a four-sequence beat every beat. And we're going to number the beats 1, 2, 3, 4. And it's going to stay the same throughout the entire exercise. The first beat will be numbered 1, the second number 2, the third number 3, and the fourth number 4. I'm giving you the numbers of the beats because we'll call out the number when we change the accent. The reason we're changing the accent is so that we can alter the force of the right and the left hands. That's what creates the new neural networks. I have a warning, though, before we actually start. You will be put into a very altered state when you do this exercise. So please do not operate any heavy equipment or tractors or vehicles or lawnmowers or automobiles or trucks or trains or airplanes when you do this particular exercise, because we tend to go out into a very, very altered state, which, by the way, is terribly fun in itself. The reality is, if the young people knew this, you don't need to have any kind of drugs or medications to be able to go into an altered state. All you need to really do is to do a little drumming, and you can get into that blissful place of an altered state very, very quickly. And of course, the great news is there are no side effects. Now, the purpose here, of course, is we want to focus our attention on hitting the beat on the number that I call out. So there's a focus there. And second, we want to focus attention on being able to even out the force of the accents on the right hand with the accents on the left hand. The idea is to have fun while you are also encouraging your body to make these delicious new neural networks, which it actually can do very, very easily and quickly. So you'll be amazed at how many new neural networks can actually be formed just in the exercise that we're about to do. So get out your hands or your spoons or your sticks or whatever you'd like to be able to use. And if you want to use your drum, go get that. Turn off this recording for just a minute. Get your drum out and your sticks and join me now in this drumming exercise where we are creating new neural networks to balance out the connections between the brain and our bodies, between the right and the left sides. Whatever you do, have fun, because it is, in fact, an engaging set of rhythms. The beat that we're going to start with is going to be slow, and I'm going to snap my fingers so you can hear how fast the beat is. That's how fast the beat is, and we're going to put four drum beats in each of those measures. So go ahead and start drumming with me. I'm going to call out the numbers. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three. Now I'm going to accent one. 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 Now we're going to switch to two. 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 Notice you switched hands then. Two. 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 Even force, right hand and left hand. Two. 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 Now three. 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 Even force, right and left. Three. 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 church hands again. Four. 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 Now back to one. Four. One. 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 Now two. Now one, one, and on your own now. May both the right and the left sides of your body now be delightfully balanced as you have created new neural networks by focusing your attention on the forcefulness of accenting with your left and your right hands. I hope you floated into a delightful altered state, as did I, and feel welcome to listen and to participate in this drumming memory exercise as many times as you are called. It's been a delight helping me create my own neural networks and helping you create your own neural networks so that you can return to full balance and wellness. May your mobility be enhanced as a result of listening to this or actually doing this drumming memory exercise today. May you have a delightful week this week, drumming with spoons, sticks, drumsticks, or your hands. This is Robert Rogers. It's been a true pleasure. Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.